Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. On today's In Focus, we'll learn what Smiths Falls is doing to address climate change, and we welcome the town's senior planner, Carl Grenke. Hi, Carl, nice of you to join us today.
Good afternoon. Happy to be here.
Great. So, you know, this is big news, isn't it, for the town of Smiths Falls, because you're taking action now against climate change. I'm just wondering, what prompted the town to join the county in their effort to tackle greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, it's a process that's been underway for a couple of years now. In 2019, Council passed a resolution joining the Partners for Climate Protection program offered by the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. I think at that point we recognized that there's a lot of work being done in the town. We were undertaking some building renovations as well as just operational improvements, and council and staff recognized that that a climate lens should be cast upon all of the work that we do. So over the next couple of years, we've been undertaking some background research, just understanding what the sources of our own emissions from an energy audit that's been done, as well as looking at utility bills and operations, and just understanding the buildings that we have. And with that, a report was presented to council in late last year that indicated that we actually have made some improvements in terms of our emissions between 2017 and 2021. Not a huge improvement, but we are moving in the right direction, and there's a number of reasons for that. But in order to really work on and fulfill the milestones outlined under the Partners for Climate Protection program, council identified that a working group was necessary to really give that strategic community guidance.
Certainly, okay,
this isn't something that's just done by the town, but by the community as a whole, and here we are.
Okay, and so those are the steps then that you took, that council took, right, to address the issue was forming a climate protection working group. Was that just recent then?
That's right. Yes, our terms of reference were finalized by council in March. We put out a call for members. We've appointed, and we just held our first meeting last Tuesday.
Okay, that's great. Now, could you go over those terms of reference? This is your mandate, right? The working group's mandate.
That's right, yes.
Could you give us an idea very briefly? I know there's probably a lot of information there, but...
Yes, certainly. So ultimately, the core focus is helping us through the Partners for Climate Protection milestones. So that's going to result in a climate action plan. But to get to that climate action plan, we need to develop, firm up our baseline, the baseline information and the community and community missions. That's one thing we still need to work on. But the committee is going to be, or the working group is going to be, developing recommendations on targets. That's the next step. Once we finish the baseline work, we want to be looking at targets for the next 10, 20 years as to our own, where we want to go in terms of emissions. That needs to be presented to council, but council is going to want to hear from the public members on the committee. And they're also going to be guiding the development of the climate action plan. And that's an important document that's going to tell us outline the initiatives to achieve the targets. And well, that's part of the core mandate. That's not all of it. I think there's a lot, the climate change and environmental aspect is important and impacts all we do. So the terms of reference also outline the importance of capacity building with organizations that are in the town, monitoring and helping us implement the tree canopy policy that we approved a couple of years ago as well, and just anything else that sort of fits and helps us build capacity as a community and as the corporate town to make improvements in our operations and our facilities, as well as help the community make a difference one step at a time.
Right. I guess you'll be identifying the priorities then, and then setting targets, right, to reduce the emissions in the town.
That's right, yes.
And what are some of those priorities that you have?
Well, I think one that's been discussed a lot is enhancing our tree canopy. And that's, we have adopted that policy a couple of years ago, and it, there's some municipal requirements in terms of replacing trees that are removed on our right of ways as well as on our parks, but encouraging best practices within the community itself, and working with like-minded organizations, and there's lots of them out there to help guide that. But tree canopy and enhanced vegetation, like that has there's a number of climate goals there. It helped. There's a lot of reasons why that mitigates the impacts of climate change. It cools. Mm-hmm. It cools our neighborhood. Our neighborhoods. It absorbs carbon, and certainly when working with wetlands and other natural features, it's essentially a form of natural infrastructure that helps to mitigate these impacts.
Right. So of course you'd be talking about planting trees as well. This is all part of this program, this policy that you're talking about, is it? The tree canopy?
Yes, that's right. And it may and certainly depending on which way we go with the committee, and we've only had the one meeting, but we can certainly be looking at exploring ways in which we can strengthen or change that policy as well.
So as the town senior planner, what is your role in all of this, Carl?
So I'm certainly honored to be the staff liaison on the committee, but planning staff in this with this, of course, we host the meetings. Our division is responsible for minutes, for conveying, for sharing information, but we're also going to be responsible for helping develop the climate action plan, either within existing resources or potentially looking for some outside help for that. But ultimately, our key role as staff is going to be the link between the committee, the public, and council, and really helping to share information and give the committee the tools and information that they need to make informed recommendations to council.
Smith Falls is growing very quickly, and I'm wondering, how important is it to consider climate in the planning and development of the town itself?
It's certainly quite important, and that our official plan, which we're beginning to review, is recognizes that this is important. We're very fortunate to have several hundred new residents in the town from the construction projects that have been underway, and certainly there's more development that's currently underway. But at the end of the day, for development to work and for a sustainable community, we need to look at a quality of life and environmental sustainability through everything we do. Stormwater management is a key example of that. We want to make sure that development, when we have it, doesn't overwhelm the existing systems, and that we work with, we're looking at, through impacts to climate change, we're potentially looking at larger flooding events, more heat events, more water moving through in less period of time. So we have to have a closer look at that as we're developing, to make sure that the new residents and the existing residents are kept safe and comfortable as best as possible.
Right. Carl, we have a couple of minutes left, and I'm just wondering, is there anything else you wanted to say before we finish here that I haven't asked you yet?
Well, I think certainly this is we're early on the journey here, and we've been our friends and colleagues in other municipalities, some of them have been working on this for a little while, and it's really nice to see there's so much cooperation, so many offers of assistance, and just the partnership and the collaboration between town staff, residents, other municipalities who are already on this path. I think What I'd like to encourage is that, and one of the key things, we identified a vision statement. We identified a vision statement as part of our first meeting, just to sort of do a bit of team building and understand really what the committee wants to do. And I think one of the key items at the bottom of that vision statement is an inclusivity statement that highlights really any action is a good action. There's actions large and small that we can take, and nothing is too small. This is something we want to work on with everybody in the community, even those who feel they may not be able to contribute much. There is an opportunity, and I encourage everyone to have a look, watch our website. Our meetings will be held monthly, and there will be some really neat touch points in the next couple of months, just really when we're going to be reaching out to the public for feedback and information, and just see what the town of Smith Falls wants in the climate action plan. And this is, it really will be a community initiative, not just a town hall initiative. So I think please keep on checking back.
Okay, and your website, where should people go to find that then?
Yep. So just the town of Smith Falls website. Okay. Under council meetings, we have all of our council and committee meetings that are under there. The calendar, we do post meetings and meeting agendas and minutes on a regular basis.
That's great, Carl. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll be able to chat with you again and find out how things are going a little later on. Would that be okay?
Yes. I would like that very much. Thank you.
That's great, Carl. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been informative.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You as well. I've been speaking with Carl Grenke. He's the senior planner for the town of Smith Falls. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.